First, for the Ukraine, of course, the Greek Catholic Church of Ukraine has risen since the fall of the Soviet Imperium. There have been many challenges. Of course, there has also been the big change in the political landscape of this country. I think the shift towards democracy, what does it mean in reality? What does it mean also for the church, for its engagement? The Holy Land is always at the heart of or the June session of the Raku meeting, because the Holy Land, of course, is the first land for the Christians. We come from there. Jesus lived there, and the presence of the Christian communities in the Holy Land is very important to us. Thirdly, study and formation. This too is, of course, a very important subject. You must know that in Rome there are more than 500 seminarians and priests and religious people from the various Oriental Catholic Church who are actually studying with the help of the Congregation for the Oriental Churches. So this is a big issue also that carries a lot of hope for the future of these churches. So we will make an evaluation of the situation. At what point are we? What should be corrected or improved?